Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Yes, well, we, you know, of course, can't wait to play another game this weekend. Disappointing loss this past week. Have a few injuries we're dealing with, but, again, just hadn't played our best ball yet. You know, losing the last couple of games, you need to, you know, find a way to win the football game. It's as simple as that. Excited about playing Michigan State. I know their record isn't, you know, what they would like either, but, you know, looking at the video of them, you can see why they're, you know, normally one of the best teams in the Big Ten. I'll take your question.
Thanks, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.com.
Hey, Love, I just want to ask you quickly about Carroll Phillips and what he's doing that gets him into the backfield so frequently and why he's a good fit for the spot you have him in that defense.
Well, in our defense, you know, of course, on the edge, you know, you need guys that can, you know, win the one-on-one battles and get outside pressure. And Carroll Phillips has done that well. And not just, you know, sacks, but, you know, has a lot of tackles for losses also. He has excellent speed. You know, again, he's a legitimate guy that can win the one-on-one matchups with, you know, their best offensive tackle, you know, normally the left tackle. So very pleased with what he's done. He's a disruptive player, and we'll need him to, you know, play his best ball, you know, as we go down the stretch.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Lovie, could you just kind of go over the quarterback situation right now, and does Wes have a chance to get back in there?
Wes Lunt has a chance to get back in there. You know, coming off an injury, you know, when you don't play the previous week, there's concern, but he is making progress. Last week, he was able to do a little bit more work than he did the previous week. You know, we haven't gone on the practice field today. We're hopeful. You know, eventually, it's not a season-ending injury or anything like that, so we're hopeful we can get him back out there as soon as possible. If not, of course, we'll continue the way we've been going with Jeff George. Jeff has played two games now, so each game should bring better play for you going forward.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Lovie, good afternoon. Just kind of curious your thoughts. Michigan State's had you know, significant issues at quarterback, whether injury, inconsistent play, but now with Tyler O'Connor taking back over the offense, how do you game plan against that? And do you guys maybe look at a guy's level of confidence, you know, regaining the reins of the offense and going on the road? Does any of that kind of cross your mind during game planning?
Well, just talking about the quarterback, we've had our issues at quarterback too. I mean, we're on our third starting quarterback, so you know, it seems like that's just, you know, what you have to prepare for. As far as the preparation for it, I mean, each one is a little bit different. But as a general rule, an offense normally has a plan that they go by, and if there's an injury, you're going to plug the next man in that slot. So we're preparing for, you know, Michigan State's offense, and which is varied. I mean, it could go, I mean, last week, starting off in more of the, you know, run formations, more tight ends, power game inside. And you can look at other games where they spread it out. So they can go a lot of different direction. We have to cover the waterfront as much as anything.
If you don't mind if I follow up, just how much have you seen of Tyler O'Connor? I know this is, you know, your first year in the league, but have you had much of a chance to kind of look at his?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, not an awful lot, but it's like that each week. I mean, it's first time around for a lot of us. But But I just don't think that you change an awful lot based on whether you watch a few games or a whole lot of games. I think you start watching them and you get an idea of what type of player, what their strengths are. And primarily, I mean, are they looking to run or are they looking to move around in the pocket to throw? I mean, is it a running quarterback? Is it a drop back quarterback? I think some of those standard things you can go with each week.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.